This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Market Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 394 for Monday, May 16th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, seeing a continuation of Friday's gains as a rally in wheat pulled most other grains and oilseeds up as well. Canola up 5 to over $17, July up $17.60 at $1,198.60 per ton. New crop November up $6.30 at $1,105.90. News over the weekend that India will limit wheat exports caused wheat futures to gap higher. Oilseed markets were also underpinned by gains in crude oil. Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures were both up, although soy oil retreated from its own earlier advances to turn lower. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production remained supportive for canola. Seeding also remains behind normal in the eastern Canadian prairies. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, with wheat the leader. Wheat posted limit-up gains in many months, gapping higher on the India news. Minneapolis up 60 cents in the July contract at $13.85 per bushel. Kansas City up 70 cents in July at $13.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up its 70-cent daily limit in July at $12.47.5. Excessive heat and dryness has hurt wheat production in India. That's causing the country to announce plans to limit wheat exports in an effort to secure domestic supplies. While there had been some talk about an outright ban, India is still expected to follow through with previously booked business. Spring wheat seeding in the northern U.S. and Canadian prairies continues to run behind normal, that provided additional support. Dryness for winter wheat in the southern U.S. plains also underpinned the futures. The rally in wheat provided spillover support for soybeans. July beans up 10 cents at $16.56 per bushel. Solid export demand was also supportive, with weekly U.S. soybean inspections of just under 800,000 tons, up from both the week and year ago. However, monthly crush data failed to live up to expectations, pressuring values. U.S. soybean crushers processed 169.8 million bushels of soybeans in April. That was down by 12 million from the previous month and below pre-report expectations. Corn also found support from the gains in wheat today, July up 28 cents at $8.09 per bushel. U.S. corn seeding is nearing the halfway mark, but is still well behind average, with the slow pace possibly leading to some acres shifting out of corn and into soybeans. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 16th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.